Now, introducing Jimmy Fallon! Welcome back to the Jimmy Fallon Podcast! Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and spending it with us. Today, we have a very special guest all the way from the Victorian era. I didn't know they were still alive. Please give a warm welcome to Jane Eyre! Hello, everybody. It's such a pleasure to have such a nice crowd. I'm so honored and pleased to be in your presence.
How are you on this fine day?
I am lovely and flattered you have asked. Thank you so much.
So, from what have I heard, you are quite invested in yourself and your religion. Now, tell us, how did you begin your faithful practice?
Well, Jimmy, I believe that every day should have some of God's loveliness in it, and one should be able to experience daily, and I do this by praying every morning and night and during the day when I can.
All right, well, on that note, let's play one of my favorite games on here on the late night show, Date or Hate! Alright, so the way this works is we have three mystery contestants. They will each try to impress the audience and win them over. At the end, you guys will choose the contestant you like most, and I will reveal who it is. Whoever it is the one you are truly compatible with. Contestant number one, describe yourself.
I'm a devout Christian and headmaster of Jane's formal private elementary school called Lowood. And my personal belief is that God wants us all to be perfect like He is, since He is the most perfect being. Modesty, obedience, and faithfulness is the way I like to live. And I try to give my students a sense of that as well.
Oh, that's
interesting. Next.
Contestant number one. I'm disappointed. Contestant number two, go on.
Hello, I am an Episcopalian priest, actually. I was there for Jane when she fled Thornfield, and I actually provided a job and shelter for her. Very good friend of mine. I was mad that she rejected my marriage proposal because it was totally against what God thinks is right, but that's fine. Honestly, though, I'm happier with my current wife, Miss Oliver.
So that's certainly a no from me, but I'm familiar with the audience taste, actually very unfamiliar. It might be bad enough for them to choose such a scoundrel as he.
That is some steaming hot tea right there. And then we have our final contestant. Contestant number three, go ahead.
I was a friend of James at Lowood, actually. I value my faith very immensely, and I believe that the best way to live is with kindness and integrity. I taught Jane to control her anger at times, especially when our teachers were a little harsh, especially Brocklehurst. I taught her to practice her faith in love rather than in anger. But I kind of died of consumption, but that's fine. Jane stuck with me through thick and thin, even on my deathbed.
Aw, it brings me great joy to hear such a second of your sweet voice again, even though I don't really understand how that is possible.
I think this one is a crowd fave. It certainly is my fave. So, now the way we're going to do this is we're going to have you all vote right now, and then we will evaluate the votes in about a minute or so. After that, I'll tell you which contestant won, and then I will reveal their identities. All right, everyone, go vote! Everyone, the votes are in. The winner is contestant number three, Helen Burns. Sorry to the other contestants. Better luck next time. Contestant number one was Mr. Brocklehurst, and contestant number two was St. John Rivers. So, now we're going to be talking about something a little new to you, Jane.
Why, yes, Jimmy, what is it?
It is one of my favorite segments. We're using a new app called Snapchat that I assume you may have not heard of. The game is called Snapchat Status. So, we will give you the names of people who influenced your faith, and you will tell us
how you would leave them on Snapchat. We would also like to hear how they influenced your faith if they did.
Sounds elegant.
Do you want to start with John Reed? Or would you leave him unopened, delivered, etc.?
For sure, I would leave John Reed on open, and I would not have a streak with him for the cruel way he treated me when I was younger. Like God would want me to do, I stayed strong through the hard times, such as when John told me, for sneaking away, of getting behind curtains, and for the look you had in your eyes 2 minutes since, you rat. He said those exact words. It was terrible. John Reed hurt me, but God helped me get through it. I stayed with God throughout my whole life.
Sounds accurate. Next up, Helen Burns.
Well, she would leave me on delivered because, well, she's dead. I'm glad everybody did laugh. That was supposed to be a joke. But Helen did influence my faith, and she was a good friend of mine. Well, on her deathbed, she told me, and I quote, "Read the New Testament and observe what Christ says and how he acts. Make his word your rule and his conduct your example." She encouraged me to believe in God and trust him as she did. She told me to follow his rule, and it helped me through hard times in my life, such as when I was alone after I ran away from Thornfield.
Now, St. John.
I would like to occasionally snap St. John. I mean, he's my cousin after all. I didn't like some of his ideas on faith. He said to me, and I quote, "God and nature intended you for a missionary's wife. It was not personal, but mental endowments they have given you. You are formed for labor, not love. A missionary's wife you must, shall be. You shall be mine. I claim you, not for my pleasure, but for my sovereign service. I think everybody should marry someone they love, unlike St. John believes. God wants one to be happy and share true love with another being."
Your reasoning is superb, Jane. Your final person is Mr. Bronklehurst from Lowood.
I would leave Mr. Bronklehurst on open. As Ariana Grande says, thank you, next. This is a moment like this in which I do not feel obligated to have a streak with him. He still impacted my life because he got me into Lowood and showed me different sides of religion I would have never experienced. For example, he was disappointed when I found out I did not read the Psalms, but took me into Lowood saying, "That proves you have a wicked heart and you must pray for God to change it," referring to me not understanding the Psalms to know them. Although I did not particularly need to know the Psalms to be such in love with God, and he didn't treat me well, I met many inspiring people with opportunities he gave me by taking me to Lowood and away from my family at Gateshead.
Wow. Lastly, what would be your snap score?
Probably low, maybe about 5,000. I am shy and like to keep it myself. I'm not very open to new things, but I'm working on it.
Happier you joined us today. We loved hearing about how the people and their religion affected your faith. And thank you to your friends Jane who joined us as well.
Thank you for having me on such a lovely podcast.
This is Jimmy Fallon signing out on the Jimmy Fallon podcast on The Tonight Show. Good night, America!